can't say, nah, no bet. You win. Hey. You win. So I got it. So I can get the money right. OG, back that shit, B. Look.
Come on, leave the money out there.
What you thinking of?
Oh, I ain't seen it for
a minute. Well, you gotta have to leave the mother shit.
You ain't gotta say nothing. You can just walk ahead and get it if you win.
Yeah.
It ain't the first time
we did it.
We used to say, leave it on the wood. We put the money up there. And whoever win, they come in to get it. Ain't gotta even say nothing to it. Come up here and get the money.
What it say, the money ain't good, that's it on the wood. What it say,
man, make way more money than you
know. I got money. I don't care what the next man pocket is.
Before you leave, he got to give us the money.
Nigga, yeah, with money don't do all that, Sean. Nigga, put it up.
He got the money, man.
Hey,
he
got the money.
Hey, this man work for years.
I don't give a damn. He worked a million years. Hey, we got to get what my partner do. Daddy. Real smoking time, but nigga, put it up. Put your money up.
He got the money, Joe.
Put your money up.
I got the money, Sean.
Put it up.
I ain't heard number talk.
You want to see the obituary?
Yeah, you.
Man, I ain't no suck. You might just try to pin pop my money.
You make me a fuck man.
Yo, put out the money.
I come up here every other week.
Sean, I come up here every week.
I'm clockwork.
I'm a regular.
Me too.
Shit. David Brown ain't no regular.
It's just every other week.
No, every week. I get paid every week.
I get paid every week.
Every day.
I don't be in town.
Yo, my coworker say, Joe, you go to the barber shop every Friday? Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Put your money up.
Joe, you ain't pulling out no money yet.
That nigga ain't pulling out. Oh, he's a Marine. Lord.
Yeah, I ain't no Marine. I'm down the truck driving. They have caps in there all the time.
I got mine. I'm falling to you. Well, damn, man, I want to get that shit.
So, where you at?
What you want to bet?
So what the bet is?
Man, whatever.
You be asking me for your money.
Seven, I don't know. I have $1,000, $2 scratch off your bet. Free money. I'm calling you, nigga, 300, talking about them 20s. I messed that shit in one loss, nigga. Fuck you mean? I got a knock on the table, too, nigga. Hey, what you talking about? What you want to bet? 100.
What's up, man? 100, man.
I'm gonna eat my food. My food warmed up. Yeah, it's down there whenever we get ready.
Come on,
now.
Come on, get your money. Hey, what's up, man? 100. Yeah, I gave up gambling to keep from going to prison.
I'm working, man.
I believe that.
Hey,
he ain't gonna take your money. I like the crap. Hey, Wayne.
I love the cracker.
If you want to do it one more, you want to come out
of the store? I love the cracker.
Don't bet on
it. You pull out $20.
Bet $50. Bet $50.
I got bills for that.
Hey, he said he'll bet you 100, Joe.
Man, I'm betting a nigga 3. Nigga, kill
me. He don't want to bet no 3, man. You can't bet no 3.
What you got?
Bye-bye, Birdie. You taking all the money from Papa.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Hey, Joe.
Get in that truck and get the clutches, nigga. Hey, Joe.
You ain't gonna
I want you to go in that vault, rich ass nigga. Come on. Yeah.
Hey,
Strong. I hit Brock got work early, 12 o'clock. Brock coming up there less than 1 minute hit for a $2 scratch off $1,000. Easy.
I know you have to hit, because that's the only reason you're gonna be betting like that.
I like to shoot dice.
Like
to shoot dice. You can get that too, OG.
Hey, he said $100, Joe. You gonna bet for the 100?
I'm betting 3. Come,
Joe, you can't bet with a man that don't want to bet.
I don't want to bet the 100.
I'm saying you really scared, Joe.
3.
You scared, man. Say you want to bet 100, but you don't want to bet 100.
There you go. Take my money.
What are you?
Take my money.
You know what's that $2,000 there? What's that?
$300. You want to bet a little light, 20 or something, man.
I gave up gambling because people talk.
That nigga would have peeled them 20s.
Nigga, what? Yeah, man.
I work and hustle. You talking about? Hey, listen, fuck all that. I work for B&B. Listen, when you need chemicals for mulches, my card is
available.
Listen, if y'all need chemical for termite, because that shit, everybody got it. I got shit for roaches. Termite, spiders, mold, inside.
I ain't want to get your money another way.
I got a big thing. He need it though. Instead of paying them crackers 30 or 50, 60 a month to come out there and do y'all, I'm getting your top-notch shit. You feel me? I'm getting your top-notch shit.
Well, I don't know. I did it for so long. I don't have to do nothing on that. The stuff they were, when Sia was doing it. And I had they program and I've been got rid of it since they right after they let the other people they sold it to Terminex wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they got down half doing it. But I think I had it so long, I don't have no problem. Unless I open up the door and
stick
up
the time.
Nah, I got a good time.
Fuck them, you got to handle them. You start chemical ingredients and add water, spray inside and outside the house. They doing the same thing with us. But listen, that spray shit, some of them niggas slip
out. I
got home over that. Let them niggas be putting water in that tank, straight for
it. Yeah, I know.
Niggas can't see through that stuff. I'm telling you, John.
That's why I say, you get them jokers, they be, you go in the white neighborhood, they y'all nice and green.
Mm-hmm. They fail the work.
You pay them over here, you pay them to come over here, and you still got all kind of dollar weed and weeds in your
grass. Y'all don't grow like that over there. Over in the hood, like, man, no grass really grow. Out there, probably, that's my rock. Ponte Vedra, St. John, Fleming, Neptune Beach. Listen, them kind of take that serious. Come on, they take that serious. They spending money. They shitting rich.
What's going on?
Easy. Then you crack a pan of 200, 300, 400 like it ain't got. Black people, we come knock on the black bird door. Y'all want to get your ass on the 400? Just gonna give them 400 like that. But the motherfucking termite can do it.
Well, for termite, like I said, when they start roof laying, because when they were doing it, they were going in every wall socket, putting them little old dots in every little corner of the cabinets and stuff. And then once they sold it to them, then they won't go in one room and put some.
They want to put one little dot in every room, so me and the wife end up getting rid of them. That's been years ago. We don't have no problem with no bugs if we outright have the money for the
dog. I'm getting a please.
I got everything.
Big baller.
You gotta know. You can't put that stuff down.
What's the black
activist
name?
Black activist.
Yeah, dude that's been on YouTube videos all the time. Not polite. Not brother polite.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
No. Dark skin.
You don't really need that. I said it to the AD.
Umar.
Umar Johnson. He ain't no black activist. He's like a little.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a.
You don't need somebody. But the lady's like, how you expect to see
them? What you trying to do?
Yeah, they act like they got a straight dirt mug.
They be getting braids down, like where they have braided or something, because who that was talking about?
The house.
She don't like the, her job.
Yeah,
well, I for her job, she don't like to go that way when she goes certain places on her job.
That's what I cry because so I know
she don't want people to look at her.
She don't look at her funny.
I was like, what?
Yeah. She said she aware, but she don't want to go certain places when she don't want to wear
when she go, when she like goes to corporate office, when the corporate come down or something, she got to get her hair done.
I remember that conversation.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
right now to the next house, and got all the spray.
I think they'll say that. I hope they wouldn't.
You
can relate to that.
That's when they spray
the yard.
I mean, I think that's discrimination, just like
it
you
is.
Said.
It's so much jug in that shit.
But I'm like,
I'm waiting on the decision at my job.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come
out. Where you
working
at?
While we hiring for that yard,
we don't see no time to get all the
way. Yeah, but I'm saying, are you management?
Like, nah, I ain't finna pay.
Yeah, they like, she like management or whatever.
But even our manager, she wear her hair, different styles.
She was like, yeah, when she was like, yeah, management. Like,
why she be handling that?
Somebody come down, you know, and
she paying for it. She like, you know, like.
I mean, I get what she's saying. She don't want to call them confused,
but like. I'm the only one
at the I do the same work regardless of how my health goes.
I'm
going
to have a place today. I got to get them again. I got one of the
stolen airport. You got managers, got dreads and all that.
You want them all, you know?
It's just how you
I mean, it may be a hard road to travel.
About 15, 12
hours. But
they better not say nothing. They shouldn't say nothing to you.
We have a manager at my job, and she got the worst thing. She wears
mask.
She be looking like a damn fool. But does she do good work?
She does.
Why you gotta say she like a damn fool? I'm feeling some kind of way. What looking like a damn fool got to do with anything?
I just sit there and think, did she even comb her hair?
But what does that matter, though? She might look beautiful to herself when she look in the mirror.
She can't possibly.
But what? Ain't no way.
It be straight sticking up, and she doesn't. Her hair is natural. My hair is natural. But hers.
What's got that?
She's
probably waiting on somebody to discriminate.
She might be
strategically looking like a damn fool.
Somebody will say something else. She coming there with them hanging off, and I just be looking at her like, this is a hot.
She probably setting somebody up to say something.
How your wife going on the
phone thing? So she can get a fast close. She probably want to like,
they
accept
her
in
her own position.
I just said it just doesn't look. And they said they need her to put coconut oil in her hair and make sure her hair.
I ain't wearing this ring for that.
And what's so funny when we have visitors, she'll put it in a bun. She'll make it look decent when we have visitors coming to the office, but day to day, she just give us the whatever.
But there ain't nobody got to wear it but her.
Hey, yeah, Sean. I don't cut that man's hair all the time. We got shit to do this.
Y'all ain't saying, call me, tell me you
was playing. I did call you.
Well, you called me right before you got here.
I called Josh and Sean. I'm on the way to them. How many you got? I got two.
All right.
Now I went to bump a girl. This is one of the two.
Hey, look at man. I ain't gonna rush on nobody here. How about I'm gonna put clips on fast forward when I get on your damn
head. BJ.
You heard? I'm gonna take my time.
I'm gonna
be finished with your head the same time I normally would. I'm gonna take 2 minutes to cut your shit.
That's all I
know.
I ain't got that much in the way.
Long live look right. Yeah. I tell my girl to cut that man, cut the head.
Nah, man, girl, before we go out of town, that ain't helping gonna wake up.
Hey, well, you should have came yesterday.
I want to check for later. Motherfucker, I'm here watching Infinity War. This shit is good.
His girlfriend is a basketball coach at Reebok.
You go get your motherfucking own.
Basketball coach at Reebok.
You go get your own Chick-fil-A.
Man, Shantae, you know Shantae?
This is going to write this up.
Yeah, that man finna get girlfriend. You in trouble. You better stop all that talking, fuck. That man, that gonna get you in trouble.
I ain't worried about it.
You're gonna get yourself in trouble.
Side. No, no, no. He ain't go out there to party on no south side. They come out either.
Billy Rankings, look at him. Bring back the memory. Yeah, she know what she used to be at. Where used to be at?
Nah, she was younger. She was, well, she might know about Cool Running.
I know about Cool Running.
Yeah, but I'm still talking about
Cool Running. Look how she look at Cool Running. Yeah, she knows. They know what a part is. That was, listen, that was the hustler, Norm. That's what mixing all that. That's what all the players.
They ain't got no more mixing town either. We ain't got no mixing
town. Not mixing town, but you know, you got Hollybrook, old.
We ain't got Hollybrook. Those are people hanging
on. That was the hustler.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas moving dope.
Where we
pulled that. IDs hang out. I mean, everybody wanted to come out. That was the money over there. It's a lot of OG. Man, there was money out there, motherfucker. Niggas sitting out there with four pockets. Niggas, boy, give me $20, boy. Why don't you go get that, boy?
Hey, look at
that. Man, what's
happening? I don't know about all that. Because I know when I got stationed out there, all of you, we used to go to sit like the Villa. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go to the hole in the wall, it'd be on the north side.
So back then, thing was, you know what I mean? Yep. They had a bar right there in the center of Florida Avenue. Yeah, you know what I mean? Everything was out there when I was young. My daddy's side, that's where they live from
the first street right up there.
My
home
and them come from Barry Hill Street.
My dad's on, my dad ain't Anthony Joe on the team.
You know what I'm saying? See, back in the day, well, it was like right out. What they call it, Uptown, or y'all, listen, man, they're a damn lie. Back in the man, listen, everything.
Yeah, back, see, he older than us, though.
But like, Sean Day, too.
My daddy grew up out east.
Yeah.
All the people grew up out east. Sean
grew up out east.
Yeah,
but I ain't hang out out east.
I know, but I'm just saying, the two sides were really bumping was the north, and when Billy came, the shit just blowed up. Yeah. And there was so much money, I'm smiling. So my
man
out that motherfucker, Sean
Nader,
bro, listen, man.
I'm saying, when we came along, me and her back in the we graduated in the early 90s.
But y'all,
y'all might have been close to Maine during y'all time. Really be honest with you, the north side wasn't built up then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had black people out there, they had little pieces, but they had land.
Yeah.
They built their own house, made their own house, or whatever, but
they were like racist to y'all. So my dad in the 60s, he was like, man, we
gonna you can come now back in the day in the 70s, you can come over here on that turn.
Man, no, it's like the ocean.
This is all white people.
Man,
shit. Oh, no. Back in when
we were in you my dad always went to be a
bunch of people. They chased you out of ocean for the news back then.
You could be out there because they were,
the white folks were out there. They ain't like that now, but back in the day, that's what I told me.
That was when me, I was in high school. We can't get caught out by no first school at nighttime. Yeah.
A lot of like
Rain was the first black school. So they were called next to them, they were almost like white people. You see what I'm saying? The people who were growing it out, they were almost like white people, because that's how they were looking at downtown folk, you know what I mean? Because most of the professional people that were living around Rain, they built the school for them.
See, you around my daddy, so you like Main Street was bricks.
Yeah,
they used to ride with their horses. Like, listen, that shit was like then Jacksonville burned up.
It snowed in 89. I was born in 88.
I remember snow, man. We was in junior high school.
Yeah, my dad.
Snow twice, actually.
Yeah, he was like,
The real stuff was an 89.
The first one that was 80, that killed that slowed down the crop.
Yeah, but see,
all the orange trees
and stuff. You know they were born in 88.
TV,
like a sex house.
What you talking about, Joe?
They said one in Jacksonville back in the day.
I'm sure they had one in them and never seen
they said one down here now. I'm trying to find them on.
That way,
man, they done shut down back page. You've been trying to find every damn thing.
They had a little circle in the wall.
Yeah.
And you can either look in the circle or you can work through the circle. You see what I'm saying?
Florida State stole. I cheered a little bit, man. man, I'm trying to save myself $400,000.
They get a first down game, what the nigga do, y'all? Tell him he got
to move, because
he said my head is
broke.
Oh, they hot at
me. He want me to, I'm up there on the recruiting trip with Florida State, man. Yeah. Hey, so it's about the money with me. Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's about the money.
Yeah.
Hey, my son, Florida State down, they done, you know, we all got the Florida State land that zone or whatever. Recruit, you know, they got, man, I'm like, man, it's about the money. If I go to Miami, I'm going to be pulling for my, I'm going to be on Miami sideline. Cheering for the Florida Gators.
Hey, Chad.
And they recruit my son for Miami. Yeah.
Hey, we're like,
hey, y'all don't get this dude up out of here.
You know what he doing
to
low like
him? I ain't do that. I ain't clap at all. Florida's going, I'm like,
damn. Yeah, I'm looking at him like,
yeah, that's
damn,
the sun time.
Man, all
them
niggas hot at me. Listen,
oh, they
hot at
me. He kept yelling up there in the stand. He ain't no seminar. He like the Gators. He
been
like
the Gators
all his life.
Sell out, y'all.
I said security. Y'all get this dude. This dude badging me. Y'all get this dude badging me.
Guess I'm a Florida State fan. He with all these girls, everybody out here home. I was just gonna shut you fucked up. Fuck that ass nigga. I can hear it. You know how God be your view. I feel all of them. And when I tell them, yeah, I'm here with all y'all.
Hey, he got to the point. I had to get away from that dude, man.
This is my team. I'm rooting for these
Jones, I can't wait to get back to the barbershop. I can tell them how you selling that.
Lord, say, first down, go to nigga.
You want to sell
that? Man, OG, they do one of them.
You going to fair, you right? If BCC invite you down there to a fair U game, a BCC and fair U game, but you get invited by BCC, a BCU, you ain't going to be pulling for no fair U while you on BCU sideline, is you? You, gonna be, you might not chill with BCU, but you just going to be looking. I mean, if they consider giving you a full ride and letting you come on the court and play, man, you better, hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It was nice.
It's about that money.
It was real nice, but I know, listen, man.
They fed us, man.
That
was the Florida State game.
I know the best Florida game out of Florida Gator game I would win.
Hey, I was glad the Florida won, though.
We won. They played Pittsburgh for homecoming. Pittsburgh wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett just ran all up and down the field on Florida. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was happy. My friend was born there, but I was hooping and hollering for Pitt.
Yeah.
Hooping and hollering for Pitt.
Dorsett played for the Cowgirls, man.
Yeah.
You like the Cowboy, don't you, William?
Oh, you the Cowboy.
Yeah, he's got all them like the Cowboy, man, too.
OG, that's why he was looking at
me
all side way when I say Emmitt
Smith. Hey, and you may be glad you're a little you younger than that, because he's patrol out there where you grew up in.
Yeah.
He's been a police officer over on the east side when you came up in. Yeah, probably man, slams on your head.
Shit, he probably had the catcher because we'll throw an egg at it. We were bad as fuck.
Yeah, they were doing that out there.
Man, listen, Kitchen was a motherfucker.
Kitchen
was a motherfucker. You see me to this day, what's up? Power was a motherfucker. Power called me whole name. Joseph John. God damn, Powell. Standing very well. Powell called out. Powell got a rookie in the arm. He got a passenger in the arm. His seat is called, you know, he's training. Powell's training. But Luke Curtis. That tall pack. Ooh, Lord. That car came on the avenue. I'm over by the Washington Park. I'm by 18. Car come out that motherfucker, slapping every bill down. Walking through. He can shit down. And he's tall, too. I'm like, well, I hope he don't come over here. I'm bringing a bug out of there. I ran right in the laundry, man. He turned around and looked. I'm playing like I'm putting something in the motherfucking laundry. That cracker ain't fucked. Oh! Smiley, we call him Smiley. Smiley, that nigga fat. That cracker down there ran the 4-2.
You got to hit a fence with him, Charlotte. Yeah. He got on his back.
I don't know nothing about that, man. I ain't running for police all growing up, man. That's the east side.
Charlotte
ran from the east side.
Charlotte ran from a police
before.
Everybody done ran from a police before. Now, goddamn. You probably ran from the police a long time ago or something. Somebody done ran. Somebody done got
something. Come on now. That's come on now.
Romaya wanted me to get my 700-hour flashing. My dad says, you're not going to do my son like that. I mean, his grandson came at the same motherfucking time. She got an eight. See, my dad still paid my dues. I just got to renew my badge. I do work.
Yeah.
Back then, the renewal badge was like $64 to $60. Now that bitch, $129. That's costing them for like a noon. That's what the tweet used to cost.
Mm-hmm.
So he say, man, you're not going to do my son like that, Romaya. I'm supposed to qualify in 2008. Then sister ass Cash Crane put me in the rain, put me in the warehouse, pop in the van. Nah. Silk up there, Silk raised my hand.
That's my boy, that's Silk.
Yeah, that's my cousin and them, Gip and them on my dad's side. So they brothers. So we'll get it now. They need 24 gaming. I'm right in the front.
24 gaming.
What the nigga do? Now some of like me, they got beef. They you know, grandpa people, all that's cool. Like if it hit my category, I get work. I know all of them. They gonna pull me. But back then, too, them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to qualify. Yeah. Listen, now they got two groups now. See, it's some of the people in front of me now. This shit ridiculous. But it still hit my group qualify to get work. But Cash is fuck ass 24 gamers. I'm in front of you. He comes to my dad. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a try, B. I'm gonna give him a see what he's doing. Get on live. Card already pulled. That'd be my everyday job.
Yeah.
$600 a week. Green sitting that bitch all day, $20 an hour. Green don't qualify, but he'll catch a shaper. Why he say, Joe, why leave? That shit is too easy. I'm gonna sit in the chair. All I do with pop bands, stand up pop, easy. Cashes ain't never pulling me, coming down another thing. See, then he got my hand up.
From the east side, we don't label you, no. We don't
22 games.
ain't talking English to us. No, you need to translate, man. You lost
that game about
3-4 minutes ago.
I can't do it, man.
Hey, you know them dudes about these. Hey, William.
Yeah.
Hey, William. Hey, Adidas is a different. Adidas is a different part of Jacksonville. His own side.
They was gonna pull.
We were talking about it earlier. We said he might eat his girl. I said, oh, I understand that.
There's no thing you had to share.
We just let them on language, everything.
Like when it's time to vote, when we vote on Bayern, on Bayern Avenue.
Yeah, yeah, 21st, the Avenue. We got them on language and everything. I lost what he was saying. Like, I know y'all probably thought y'all was on the ones, but I don't know none of us know what the hell he's talking about. Y'all thought y'all was on the ones.
I
should
have did.
Don't none of us understand that shit. We all, that nigga lost all of us like 3 years ago.
And Romaya
is a person. I know Romaya. Romaya's
gonna be like this hill. They rolled up, they Avenue floor. They rolled up.
Avenue, that's the location.
We down there. I go with Bernard. I do Boneyard.
I used to do that Boneyard. That Boneyard was something serious, boy.
Telegram. I'm Spot. I'm on the news. It was raining that day. When they first opened the new port, so I'm covered up. You know, I want to go.
Well, yeah, you started in the port.
I'm spotting them. They bring the trailer down. I put the chalk in there, blow the whistle. Two up there, two in the bike.
Hey,
the
man.
You think
them old niggas gonna let them niggas? He said born 88.
You gonna let them old niggas let them young niggas get that
money? Why you
look like
that? He thought he was older than that.
It was dangerous.
He talked that radio.
But he
didn't talk that radio.
He was about to say. Let them old niggas fight. They can get out their life, not saying, oh, y'all old. Like, y'all ain't none niggas making money. They can let a young nigga come out there and just qualify and make a $27 now, bonus checks and big checks. Man, them boys getting bags. Man, Rico, grandpa, or Sherwood with man, Rico said, Joe, watch this. I got to get in the van. Rico take the van off the goddamn force. This is when it was sweet. My dad used to call me in late night to knock off his hours, and I work the rest on him. He's talking about, oh, this is what type of shit going on. You know, he done gave me the game.
But callers do the same thing. My dad said, "Caller, you know I ain't gonna put your business out, but you put your son, when you knock off your son, come finish the rest of your house." Mm-hmm. My dad worked all night. Nigga went home 1500 one day. No lie. Mm-hmm. I worked the rest of his hours. What's up, my man? I worked the rest of his hours, right? I get that 12, get all six. I made $100-something thousand. This paper goes to get up to the room. I get them up. It's too easy. I'm just standing on paper. It's too easy. The older cats, man, like, man, they could drive. Most of them like driving jobs. The one that them ain't doing no work. You can drive a water truck.
Water truck, that's the easy job. Easy.
Dang, good.
But you gotta be about 70 years old.
Rico made $400 for 2 hours of work. Rico lashed that bit. Come back to the end, and he gone. The whole thing, he's gone. I said, "Damn, Rico, bro." Rico said, "I got it. We can come clean up $3,500 chicken head wins." Shit. Who make that? $3,500. Easy. For a week. Who bring it in like that? But I be trying to tell them, I'm a cousin. She just got off the boat. If I would have known my daddy said, "Did you want to go on the boat?" My mama like, "Go on out there with your dad." I ain't know nothing about merchant. If I would've known 2008, shit, I'd be racked up.
Yeah.
I ain't have no kids, I'd be out there stacking up. But my car, my dad said, "Shit, son, you can make the same amount of money here."
Yeah.
The guys on the boat, they ain't making up a 12, 13, 14 hours. I made that, you know what I'm saying? Listen. But they just working 7 days, 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Then you gotta make sure you don't mess up your money. And then we get on overtime. Yeah. My other cousin here, engineer. But you ain't got to go wait out there 4 months. But my cousin, she did good. She's 26. But she'll be 26. She been gone.
And you're going to build your time up quick, though. You got to
do
that. That's what that's really about.
Yeah.
Getting your time up. You ain't got to go through all that you're talking about.
She in South Carolina.
Yeah.
She come on the weekend. They going to Atlanta tomorrow. Well, I think in Atlanta now. But she working. This the longest she ever rode. This boat, she been gone. It'll be 7 months, she come back in April. She said, "Shit, Joe, I brought home $23,000 in 5 months. That's damn good." All things, they had a painting of debt. Then the first time she went, she would just take out the trash. Easy money. She said, "Joe, this shit too sweet."
And the only reason that's good is because you get it all at one time. That ain't no money.
She in the kitchen.
That's a lot,
4 months, Sean, you done made like
18,
20,000.
It's all
right. That's
all right.
With the mind frame I got.
I mean, you ain't got no kids and no bills.
Yeah, she ain't got no bills.
What is that?
Why don't you say you made that in a week?
I'm saying, wait, 23,000 in 4 months. I mean, when you're in your 20s with no kids and no mortgage, that's a lot of money.
It's going on bills.
But when you think about it, 23,000, okay, that's a quarter. That's one third of a year.
I'm going back out.
If you make that three times,
now I'm out there in that 35.
That's good money if you are in your 20s with no kids, no mortgage.
See, you got big baby with my mama friend right there.
But they taxing it. So if you make $70,000 and it's being taxed.
That's after tax, Sean. So like her, she made like 25 or 26, came back 23. She said, "Joe, I made that in 5 months." Now she come back in April.
She said, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah. Later. Now she come back in April. That's damn.
Man, you got to be specific with him because he
gave me. I'm saying, he said 5 months first time. I didn't say 4 months.
I'm saying, five months at a time.
But he do that.
I'm saying $70,000 is good money.
Yeah,
I'm being biased because I'm thinking I forgot your cousin. You talking about the little gay girl that came here?
Yeah,
she was about 25 years old. That's great money. That's great money. You right?
So, Sean,
she never had no kids.
You got one that come sit here?
Nah, she I cut her hair. She had. Pay lawyer fees because she got in some trouble.
They dropped that charge. They gave off the air. The girl lied. I told you.
Oh, I thought she had grabbed
her lawyer. Now she finna sue her.
That ain't gonna work.
That's why I'm telling the club just let it go because the girl died. The gun, all of them guns ready. Walked off with the shoes.
Yeah. But yeah, she never had no kids, so that's great money.
They lied on
the unless she decided to like me.
Come on, man. Once you caught the racket, they can tell if the gun that shot.
Yeah. Unless she started like me and she never had no kids and she always have a house or something like that, she'll be good.
Yeah, but I'm telling her, I said, Bernie, come back, buy your house, flip it, go back on the boat. Or just sit on your money.
Because I used to feel like, man, I used to feel like, when I was in corporate America, I was making six figures, and I thought that was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Until I used to pay all them damn taxes back. Man, I feel like, shit, I'm damn to make the same amount of money in there, really. You know why? Because I'm like Donald Trump, I don't pay no taxes.
Next 2 weeks, they gave us that, plus they gave us a $1,333.33 bonus. So that right there was like $5,000. But they said it was a Mexican couple, man, that came with that motherfucker. And went to work, both of them, the mom watched the kids. The first time they was over there, they came home, they bought cars and a house. Ooh. Cash money. Then they went back after they put their mom and kids in the house.
What is
that?
It was
about 5 or 6 years, and then
we're
gonna retire. We ain't working no more.
I know, that's right. I was like, let me get on that boat with y'all.
It wasn't on the boat,
because
we was overseas. It was
all
right.
But that's good money.
Yeah,
that's like
this. Man, you tell me during that walk time, man, money is crazy.
But I'm just saying, that's damn good, OG, because we got people making 7,000. You know, that's good money. Because we still give them dice. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is good money.
Motherfucker, she making this, not calling.
Hey, man, why you got to charge so damn much, man? Stop charging so much, man.
Word just came out of
I know, that's that East Side thing. Stuff, man. Yeah, that's like you from the North Side, man. That's like you from the North Side.
Man, North Side slow is a flip. You know, we going to get it. But, that's good money, though, all jokes aside. But the bills, you spending that 60, you seeing it, but you really not seeing it. You living confident, depending on how you manage the money. I said, Nicole, you could have come by it. Well, I know Sean over 34,000. Then when she worked weekend, all that's overtime. Like my dad worked weekend on the Longshore Hall, that's 500 all the time. So 6 hours, 7, 8 hours, 500. Son is like them, but them cats, longshoremen really make more money than merchant marines. They really don't believe it.
Now it's kind of, the merchant marine to me is really more about building up time to be a longshoreman. And you ain't got to go through sitting in the hall and being picked.
It's like the same with down there, like the Cirola, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, them guys down there, man, I know cats down there. Man. Listen, the president of the house, he got a count with BLB, his wife or daughter. Let me tell you about this, you know what I'm saying? I know him, that's my cousin. The wife or daughter.
Who are you talking about?
Vince Cameron. Right. How big is a motherfucker? I know he got. I know for sure he should have a million with his speed. And that was boy, remember, well, but that was boy, cuz. Vince, all right, but you know, them guys make money. I'm talking about money.
Oh, I got, I got a longshoreman card back in 2000.
Yeah, because not.
I couldn't deal. I had a good job back then. I was at Countrywide.
Yeah, like but, you got a good job, but he like stupid motherfucker, stupid from the language, y'all. Like, go down there, man.
But it's like I couldn't be around them guys. Oh, I'm like, Joe, and I just
you said all like
I couldn't be. I was like, I can't be around these guys all day long.
I got a hard go.
Old man who worked there. Yeah, I was a better out.
I used to work at
the old man made so much money. I was like, bro, what you? He said, don't make his job warm.
Dang, I ain't like about it. All of them made good money, but ain't none of them had nothing to show for. That's what I couldn't get.
But Sean, they making good money. You think they finna let a young dude like this? It's too easy.
No, I'm saying, I know some of them, but ain't none of them had too much nothing to show for. All of them had a bunch of, two or three families. And ain't none of them had no houses. They were people 60 years old still.
But they got, my dad said, see, he don't work that much. My dad may work 2 weeks, he good. Them older niggas were all that flawed, and they got to work like that. Because my dad said, he got them bills. Mm-hmm. They got to pick them all the big bins.
Yeah, that shit.
You
know what? She went to the post office, right?
That's my
she still went to the post office. But it was funny.
you can tell the black people cars and the white people cars.
Yeah.
All the white people, they out there with Mercedes and all that right there.
Yeah.
White people out there in the old rusty Toyota.
Regular fuel.
I know what I told them. I said, man, you can go to their house, they got expensive cars, nice house, and they got boats.
Definitely.
I said, it was one lady, every time I went to pick her up on the fly, it made me
think.
Every time I seen the lady, they had a Porsche on a tow truck. I'm like, that's that one, that's that one. Every week, your car, it's a tow truck, dude.
But that's what I was telling you earlier, same thing he was just saying. I was like, right, how to be delicious.
Man, you can tell the difference of living. For money, but he said they were talking to rich people don't like all that shit. Oh, they just told me she started $800 from her house in cash. This lady been
lost her money.
What's that?
And then they just go
I said, Tony, talking about rich people, they cheap. I said, listen, they'll sell it. Tony's lady, man, listen.
The lady got a BMW. That's the girl I'm talking about. Mom and the Kenan.
Listen, man, I'm like, they don't mind. I'm
saying they told the world that they're not going to be. And then they end up losing to the, I forget what the team that was.
So when I kept on trying to jack it up, it kept falling down. So I called AAA. AAA came out. And then said, man, you don't believe me.
He talking about, bro, I don't believe it. Something got to be wrong with it. But I was thinking, what you say, man? Sometimes he say, Joey, I'm talking to him. He called me and said, either they rich or they be like, the parents died or the grandma, you know, something. They'll just, listen, the rich, they, man, when I be out there, I seen his Ram truck for sale, sir. I should have got the number. Trying to sit on the road out there, deep out St. Louis, staying the shit in the woods. They be Silverado. I know they selling them for the low low. I should have got both of them numbers because I told myself I want me a truck this year.
But I still wouldn't believe a person selling 2018
for 17 for 18. I couldn't believe he talking about, bro.
I wouldn't believe that. Because rich people don't think like that, man.
Shit,
the rich people. Like, most rich people. Let me tell you how rich people think. They're gonna give it away. If they want to sell it for that cheap, they're gonna give it away to somebody who they know need it, or they're gonna give it away for the tax write-off because they know the Kelley Blue Book is worth way more than that. Yeah. Why would you sell it for $1,700 or $1,800 when the Kelley Blue Book on it is worth about $6,000-$7,000 and you can give it away as a tax write-off and write that off on your taxes? If you rich, you need tax write-off.
But Sean, they might don't care.
So why would you? No, man, that ain't how rich people think.
Yeah.
Rich people think tax write-off. Rich people think tax write-off.
Yeah.
So why would rich person? Now, if you're going to bless somebody, if I'm going to bless you, if I got something to give away, I'm just gonna give it to you. Yeah. Like my daughter moved out of the house, we gave a lot of friends. I ain't gonna sell it to them, I'm gonna give it to you. I mean, if you gonna give something to somebody, you just give it to them. Mm-hmm. Now I ain't gonna sell nothing. If I'm rich, I ain't gonna sell for no $7,000 car for no $1,500. I'm keep that, and I'm gonna give it away, and I'm gonna give it to charity, and I'm gonna use the tax write off.
I went to the store.
Cause I done seen my daddy give away a lot of stuff, give away cars. I was like, why you getting the car away? Man, come get the tax write off.
But Sean, I went to the store close.
He ain't rich, but you know.
Thursday, right? Yeah. So I'm going to the store. I hear somebody horn going off, right? So I'm looking. This bunch of prostitutes back there in Phillips Highway. So the dude was trying to make sure that his door was locked when he came out. So the white girl said, can I get a ride? She's like,
you can
share
it.
She's
like,
no,
man, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
F you, your mother. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So I'm looking at her. So I go in the store. What I'm going to get, I walk out. First thing you look at me and say, you look at me when you say, F you, your nigga.
For real?
So I'm on the phone, right? I said, so I'm looking at her. The white girl said, well, who you looking at? I said, who the time she called my name. Like that. But she wasn't talking to you. She wasn't talking to you. I said,
hey, good, he good moment.
The white dude in the truck. He said, hey, bro, I feel this. I'm offended like you. I said, hey, man, I was stopped by the
tomorrow. Day.
So she pulled out a knife. I said, hey, no, man, I'm right back. Stand right here. So, you gotta let a nigga run. My son was laying in the car asleep. I kept going.
What you looking at? You have no way.
I said, hey, man, pop that trunk. We got a bunch of baseball bats. My family never play baseball. I grabbed one of the aluminum bats at her car.
You might go catch a charge, man.
Yeah, bro, you know, I was going to catch one. When she pulled that blade, I was going to catch one.
Yeah,
you asked for that,
bro,
man. You should have went on to your car and got a car and left.
No, yeah, bro.
If you had drove off, we wouldn't have been
there. I went in the car.
Huh?
I went in my car. I walked off the street.
It don't matter, though. You should have kept walking.
Bro, but I tell you.
Man, you old enough to know, man. Don't think about it, man. Don't look for a reason to have to get a lawyer.
I was going to get a
lawyer. Yeah, the boy went to too.
No, my son was in the car because my son, he ready to grab the baseball bat. I said, you stay right there.
With you.
I said, you stay right there.
He still was with you.
No, he was going to shoot at the job.
Like I said, don't look for a reason now to go get a lawyer.
Boy, yeah. I ain't never seen crackhead duckheads run so fast. And I went back and told
him. Crackhead, but crackhead will make it.
I told him the little pimpin'.
Because they ain't got nothing to lose. They want you to hit his
dick. They said, no, you tripped at
the
law. And bam.
That's the highway. Take it easy, man.
He said, bro, you got it.
Thank you.
They don't even care about their head all busted up with their back.
I'm gonna bust a leg.
Crack a cure, all that.
I see what your shell toes on, man. Yeah, man,
man.
Your shell
toes.
Hey, Joe.
The girl calling. You know how they run out.
Oh, yeah, that nigga ran out of the shop when she came.
Babe, I told you. I just had to come and get you. Please, baby, don't act like that.
That's what he had like when she called. That's what he had like when she called. Baby, that one had like, oh, don't come.
He changed,
boy, for real.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I have to go.
You take that off top.